live from the headquarters of Ramsey Solutions, broadcasting from the Dollar Caller Rental Studios. It's the Dave Ramsey Show, where debt is dumb, cash is king, and the paid-off home mortgage has taken the place of the BMW as the status symbol of choice. I am Dave Ramsey, your host. This is your show, America. Thank you for joining us. Open phones at 888-825-5225. That's 888-825-5225. Frank starts off this hour in Atlanta, Georgia. Hi, Frank. Welcome to the Dave Ramsey Show.
Hi, Dave. How you doing?
Better than I deserve. What's up?
Okay, so I have $10,000 from a settlement. I got into a car crash in February of this year. And I'm not deciding. I've decided not to buy another car because I have another car readily available for me. Mm-hmm. What should I do to invest this settlement money?
Wow, are you okay?
Oh yeah, the chiropractor sessions were pretty intense, but I'm okay.
Okay, yes. So all your medical bills or needs are behind you.
Yes, they are.
So this money is free and clear, and you're down one car, but you have another car to drive.
Yes.
That you own.
Yes.
Okay. And what's your household income?
I'm currently living with my grandmother. I personally make about $21,000 a year.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good.
And my grandmother makes about $200.
Okay. All right. And how old are you?
I'm trying my best to. I'm 19, by the way. I'm trying my best to invest the money into myself or somehow start to be more financially literate. I started watching you about a week ago.
Wow. Well, I'm honored. Thank you. Obviously. And what do you do for a living? What do you do for a living now?
I'm IT support.
Okay. And what do you want to do when you're 29? When you're 29, what's your goal?
I want to be a sort of systems architect or some sort of programming architect for a company.
Good. That's a great, great career field, and especially since you've shown an aptitude to technology already or for technology already, you can move that direction pretty easily. Good for you. Mm-hmm. And all right, the good thing I always do, and I learned to do this years and years ago, is I ask myself the same question I ask you, is where do I want to be in 10 years or 20 years, right? And then I have to ask myself, what will have to be true about me that is not true today, otherwise I would already be one of those.
Okay.
You kind of the same thing. I got a friend of mine that's running the half marathon next week here in Nashville, okay? And she had to ask herself, okay, what has to be true for me to be able to do that that's not true now? And she asked herself that about a year ago. And she's lost 40 pounds, by the way. That's one of the things that need to be true to be able to run a half marathon. It's easier to not carry an extra Backstreet Boy with you, you know, when you're running, right? So what has to be true about Frank that's not true now for you to 10 years from now be successful as a architect and platform engineer in the technology field? And my guess would be some certifications and some training. Would that be right?
You're right. You're right.
Okay. I want to detail that out by talking to a few architects, platform architects and platform people, and ask them, okay, to get hired to be your assistant and to be a mini-me in your company just like you or similar to you, what would I need to know and what certifications would I need to get that I don't have now? And you don't need to get that from an article on the internet. You need to talk to actual human beings that are doing what it is you want to do.
Okay.
And then go take those classes and spend that money on that.
Okay.
And that's going to be a great investment because those guys make 210. They make 10x what you make.
Yeah.
So it's worth doing, okay? It's definitely. I got several of them on our team, and they're brilliant people, and they have an aptitude for that. And they, I mean, we do a lot of technology work here. A lot. Most of it I don't understand, but I pay for it. And so I understand enough to pay for it and understand how these people's brains work and how they are able to pull these things off. And so go learn from them what you need to do, and that's what you spend your money on, because I can go ahead and tell you it's not a four-year degree in information systems.
Okay.
That's not needed to do what you're talking about. You do need some certs and some certifications, and you do need some programming experience and some project management experience and some things along those lines, and you can get about the business of doing those things. The other thing I do is, your company you're working for, technology oriented?
No.
Okay. Any chance they would pay for any of your certifications for you to get better to help them?
No.
You sure?
Yes, I ask.
Oh, okay. Already been down that road. Good. Okay. Well, it might involve you taking a technology job at a technology company that wants to pay for tuition, and then we could get a lot more bang for our buck out of your 10 grand.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
So, you know, again, ask yourself what has to be true. What do I have to know and do that I don't know and do now, or otherwise I'd already be one, to be able to run this marathon, to be able to be this platform architect, and so forth. And that's what I would spend your money on. And stay out of debt, Frank. Don't go buying the student loan debt lies that you need to go into debt to do all this. You have 10 grand as a jump start. You're wise to think about it like this. And your grandmother making 200 grand is no slouch. She's obviously bright at something. So she'd be a great mentor in this process, even though she may not know anything about technology. But she'd be a great life mentor. You probably ought to listen to her. Dumb people don't make 200 grand very often. It's fairly unusual. So generally, this woman's got some wisdom that she can bring into your, pour into your life. And I'd be leaning an ear in on that. That's puts her in the top 1% of income earners. So good question, man. Thank you for calling in. Honored to have you at 19 here on the air. I don't know if you old-time listeners that have been with us for many, many moons have noticed the number of 18, 19, and 21-year-old phone calls that I'm getting these days, as opposed to, say, 5 years ago or 10 years ago. And it is way, way up, and we are very happy at Ramsey that this generation actually wants to talk to a dinosaur like me, and I can help them get moving in the right direction on some of these things. We're very honored that the Franks of the world are not only listening, but that's because of two things, just to let you guys know that what's going on. Talk radio in general is moving to a younger demographic, especially with the advent of podcasts. And our podcast has exploded. It's gone from 1 million listeners to almost 6 million listeners in about 3 years. It has gone bananas. And our YouTube channel is just, it's, I can't even measure, it's hundreds of millions of downloads now. The hours, it's just bizarre the number of hours people are consuming on YouTube. And in case you didn't know, YouTube is a primarily under 35-year-old phenomenon. I go on YouTube, but not like you guys do that are young. So there you go. But I have to stretch to get into my SUV. That's a joke from the other hour. This is the Dave Ramsey Show. Over the years, I've seen so many families suffer by not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care. It's just that they didn't know. So they did nothing. That's a huge mistake. Listen, term life insurance is the only way to go. It's not complicated, and it's not expensive. Please go to ZanderInsurance.com or call 800-356-4282 and get the info you need to take care of your family. Trust me, taking these simple steps will let your family know how much you care. 800-356-4282. Thank you for joining us, America. This is the Dave Ramsey Show. We're glad you are with us. Our question of the day comes from Blinds.com. Find out for yourself why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. You get free samples, free shipping, and with the new promos every month, you save even more. Use the magic word, the promo code Ramsey. Today's question is from Brenda in California. How do I proceed when collection agencies have not responded to my debt validation and settlement letter? It has been over a month. You can call them if you want and just say, I sent you a letter asking for debt validation and settlement, and just checking for follow-up if you want. Here's the thing you'll find. The problem is there are a few, and I mean a very few, collectors and collection agencies that are competent. The vast majority of them have the person sitting in the chair calling you has a lifespan of under 90 days on the job. They don't keep their jobs. And the reason is it's such a horrible freaking job to call people all day long and be nasty. It's just very difficult for most people to do that. And so the turnover, and plus most of the collection agencies lie and they break federal law and they do all these other things that people with ethics can't abide. And they just, you know, again, there are a few good ones, and most of them are your local small-town collection agency where they do abide by the Federal Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. And they may be somebody that's actually in the Chamber of Commerce. They may go to your local church. They might be reasonable human beings. But the rest of them are scum. And they, you know, what you do if you run a large boiler room collection agency is you hire and train all the time because you have to replace the revolving door that is your front door. They come in and they go out. They come in, they go out. Because as soon as they can find a job making less money, they'll leave. Because it's just such a horrible job. And it's not so. That's what you're dealing with. Is the, you know, the bottom of the Darwin curve is who's on the phone. Because the number one, they took this job in the first place, which means they were desperate for a job. And if they stayed there a long time, now you got double because that's starting to make a statement about the person you're talking to. Or they've just been there 20 minutes and you know more than they know. And that's what you usually find. So it just takes a while. It's a very frustrating process to negotiate with and deal with collection agencies. See, this is your money. You owe money for something someone did for you or gave you. This is your personal business. The person on the other end, it's just their job. And they're in a cubicle with a headset on and they hadn't been there long. And that's what you've got to remember, especially if one of them starts being nasty to you and all that stuff, because they teach them the nasty technique the first day, right? And because it works. People get all intimidated and scared and shaky and freaked out, and they'll give you their mother's house, you know, just to get you off the phone. And, you know, because people just don't do conflict well anymore unless it's, you know, they don't do well. The only place they've got any bravery is on Twitter. But in real life, people don't do conflict well because they're scared. And so that they use this intimidation tactic in the collections world because it works. And if you start getting that, here's a neat idea. Just go, hey, you've got about 5 seconds to turn that crap off, and we're going to talk like two regular people, or you're going to be talking to a dial tone. What? You have blankety blank blank, you're going to hang up on me? Yep, dink, you're gone. Just like that. I push the little end button right here on my phone, and you will end. It's over. I ended you. And that's, you know, you just got to move on and go back and try to find one occasionally that for a second will rub two brain cells together and try to help you. But it's a frustrating process. Stacy is with us in Indianapolis, Indiana. Hi, Stacy. How are you?
Hi, sir. Thank you for taking my call. I'm good. Thank you.
Sure. What's up?
So I struggle every day to come to work. It's been about 5 years, and it's like every day I want to walk out the door. I do have some debt. I do have some money in our company's 401k, and I just don't know what my next step is.
How much debt do you have?
I have a car. It's 13. My husband's car is 8. $5,000 in student loans, about $4,000 in medical, and about $2,000 in credit cards.
Okay. And what do you make at your crummy job?
I make between maybe $45,000 and $48,000 a year.
Okay. And what does your husband make?
He just got a new job, so he's probably going to be around maybe 30, 35.
Okay. What do you mean probably? Did they not tell him how much he's going to make before he took the job?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I just didn't calculate it.
Okay. Well, it's part of your household income. It's what you'd be eating on if you didn't work. What do you do for a living?
Me, myself, mm-hmm. I do medical insurance.
Medical insurance. What do you do? What do? Sell it?
No, I do like, I'm like an insurance verifier. I verify insurance for patients coming to surgery.
So what is it you hate so much?
The environment.
So it's not the actual job itself, it's the people around you.
Yes.
The quality of the human beings in the company.
The company itself, it has a high turnover.
Yeah, okay. So it's a low character place. Okay, I got you. Well, I would want out of there, too, after 5 years. So what is your long-term goal for your career?
I want to do a course of, like, billing and coding, probably start some, do some things and maybe work from home and maybe do another little small job.
Mm-hmm. So you want to work from home?
More than likely, yes. I don't know what to do with that 401k.
Billing and coding was not your goal. You picked that up because you wanted to work from home and you heard you could make money.
But that is what my degree is in, yes.
You have a degree in billing and coding?
Not degree, but like certificate, school. That's what I went to school for, yes.
Oh, okay. All right, so you do have a background in it. Okay, so that does fit with what you're actually doing now. I doubt you can make anywhere near what you're talking about doing that from home. I don't think you can replace this job making that. So what I would do if I were in your own shoes is I would begin a plan of working the baby steps and working your way out of debt so that you're free to be able to make some changes. In the meantime, the only change you can afford to make is one that is lateral, meaning if you could find another job making similar money somewhere else, fine. There's no downside to changing that. But you starting a small business on the side and this family starving to death with all this debt on it because you're miserable, that's a bad long-term play. It feels good on the short term for about 20 minutes. By the next Friday, you're going to be starting to think, what in the crud did I do? So you got a big pile of mess here you got to wade through, and you don't have to stay in that job to do it, but you have to stay in something that's making similar money. You can't just jump out and start your own business cold. You can't.
I heard you say something about pulling out your, if you leave a job and take your 401k and you don't do anything with it, I thought I heard you say something on a different video where you can get penalized for that.
You can roll it to an IRA, but I would not pull it out and pay debt with it. No, that's correct. You would get penalized.
No.
You'd be charged 10% plus your tax rate as well. So that's not the answer to your equation. But I would start working the baby steps, which would be stop investing, set aside $1,000, just cut up the credit cards, start living on a budget, and you got an $80,000 household income. I mean, you ought to be able to pay some of these bills off. And then let's start looking for a job. And long term, let's think about how we can be self-employed, but that's long term. Hold on, I'm going to send you a copy of Christy Wright's book, Business Boutique, which is about starting and running your own business. This is the Dave Ramsey Show. The last thing I want you to feel is buyer's remorse. The key to avoiding this rookie mistake is to call Churchill Mortgage and get certified. As a certified home buyer, you are pre-underwritten. Call Churchill Mortgage, 888-LOAN-200, or churchillmortgage.com.
This is a paid advertisement, NMLS ID 1591, NMLSConsumerAccess.org, Equal Housing Lender, 761 Old Hickory Boulevard, Brentwood, Tennessee, 37027.
In the lobby of Ramsey Solutions, Jason and Christina are with us. Hey, guys, how are you?
Hi,
Dave. Great. How you doing, Dave?
Better than I deserve. Welcome. Thanks for being here, guys.
Thanks for having us.
So, how much debt have you two paid off?
We have gotten rid of over 31,000. And yep, that, and it was just in 21 months.
Oh, way to go. Wow, excellent. And your range of income during that time?
82 grand a year.
Okay, very cool. What do y'all do for a living?
I'm a phlebotomist for Red Cross.
Okay.
And I'm a legal secretary.
Awesome. Yeah. Very cool. What kind of debt was the 31,000?
It was accumulation of things. We had car payment. We had my student loan was a big one. Mm-hmm. We had medical bills. We had a big orthodontist bill.
Wow. Okay, cool. And where do you guys live?
We live in Ohio.
Columbus?
Yep, southeastern
okay.
Ohio.
All right, very cool. Well, good to have you with us. Thanks for being here. So what started this journey 21 months ago?
Well, actually, our church was offering an FPU class, mm-hmm. and I missed the memo that that class was for husbands and wives. So I was actually the one that handled our bills. So I signed myself up for the class.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I took my middle daughter with us all the time. So she's learned a lot from you, too.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, so I went to the class, and I came home, you know, every Sunday night and just told Jason all the new things that I was learning. And I was so excited, and I was so you know, anxious to get our budget started. And Jason was going to budget meetings all the time, and he didn't even know it yet. So, but I found a great line that you have in your Complete Guide to Money book that talks about getting spouses on board. And it says, if they haven't picked up this book or gone to an FPU class with you yet, just sit them down and explain why you're so excited about what you're learning. Share the dreams and hopes you have for your family's money situations. Sometimes one spouse's passion and excitement is all it takes to get the other spouse excited too. And that was totally what happened to us, Dave. See, I kept coming home and just being so passionate and excited about the things that I was learning and the things that I was looking forward for our family to do with our finances. And I wasn't sure if Jason was always understanding everything or, you know, how much he was on board until one day, say, he came home and after seeing, you know, me setting up yard sales every weekend and, you know, just selling different things here on Facebook, and Jason came home and announced that he had a new weekend job. So for the next year, he spent almost 7 days a week working,
wow.
Say, every week, say, to help us get that
Whoa.
Debt-free journey going. So,
wow. Good yes. for you guys. Well done.
Yeah.
So what do you guys tell people the key to getting out of debt is?
Oh, say, definitely the budget.
Mm-hmm.
Say, making one and sticking to it.
Mm-hmm.
Say, two, don't be afraid to say no. Say, you know, we don't need every t-shirt that the school offers for a basketball game, or $20 for the concession stands, or spring and fall and sports pictures for every event.
Not so to be too quick to pat yourself on the back and
right.
say, I deserve this.
Yes. Right. So yes, we worked on that. And say, and every extra dollar that you earn, take it straight to the bank to pay mm-hmm. on your debt. Say if we made $20 selling something or mowing somebody's grass or something like that, we would just immediately go to the bank and put it in and pay it to whatever debt we were paying for at that time. And lastly, say, I would say your FPU class where you talk about asking for discounts and paying for things for cash and actually asking for discounts, I'd never really thought about that before. And so I immediately called our insurance company after that class. And it took a lot of back and forth, phone calls, this or that. But I just told them, I was like, this payment's not working for us. We need to find something different. And we ended up getting $100 a month knocked off our bill
wow.
every month. So that was really helpful in our budget. And,
yeah.
So we were excited about that. Yeah.
Well, congratulations, you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you. And how many kids do you guys have?
We have five.
And you brought them with you?
We brought four of them with us.
All right, so, let's bring them and, on, bring, get them in part of the picture
okay.
here. Have they been practicing their debt-free
they
screen?
They have. So while they're coming up, I'll explain. Say, our oldest daughter, Ellen, say she's in college, so she's
sure.
preparing for some finals here. We found FPU just at the perfect time and right at the end of Ellen's junior year of high school. And so it really set us up to get Ellen prepared to go to college because we just thought student loans was the only way. But with Ellen's hard work and applying for scholarships and doing all the things that you said, she really went over and beyond and ended up getting the highest paying scholarship that that Ohio University has offer.
So, very cool.
So she plans on, she's a pre-law English major, and she plans to do her bachelor's degree and her law school completely debt-free. So,
wow, look at her.
So we're excited.
Great start.
So.
Well, congratulations, you guys.
Yeah.
That's a double whammy there.
Yeah.
Especially with five of them. You got to find a way to do some of that, right? Yeah. So what are their names and ages?
Okay, we have Gracie. She is 16. Mm-hmm. Ashton is 17. Mm-hmm. Lily is 6. Mm-hmm. Alice is 8.
All right. Very cool. Very cool. So outside of your family, who are your biggest cheerleaders on your debt-free journey?
Oh, well, we definitely say friends and family were all really supportive. And we had quite the following on Facebook. Say, a lot of the pictures that you see that I sent in, say, are kind of selfies I took as we were paying things off and encouraging other people's, keeping us motivated. Say, I always use the hashtags, hashtag winning with Dave, mm-hmm. and hashtag God blessing our budget.
I love it.
Say, say, sticking to your plan, and we just really saw God working through our budget and helping us along the way. So
Jason never went to the class.
No.
He got all the information secondhand.
Yes.
From an enthused Christina.
He did. Yeah. He very much did.
Don't recommend that. That's dangerous.
No,
it worked out for you guys. It can cause big fights.
It can.
In your all's case, you managed to channel the enthusiasm and work it together. So.
Yeah.
Very well done.
He caught up with your book, though, thereafter.
Yeah. I'm not questioning his competence. I'm just saying that'll get you in a mess if you're not careful. And y'all did
exactly
it well. Proud of you. Very proud of you.
It took me a little while to get on board, a little while to basically open my eyes. Sometimes it takes a little while to realize something works and works well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we've got a copy of Chris Hogan's book for you, Retire Inspired. No, I'm sorry. It is the Everyday Millionaires book.
Yeah.
I said that for 5 years. I have to reprogram my brain. Everyday Millionaires, that's the next chapter in your story to be Everyday Millionaires. You're on your way. You now control money. You're now working together. You're now debt-free, which is the first big step to building wealth. So very, very well done, you guys.
Thank you.
Very proud of you. All right, it's Jason and Christina, Ellen, Ashton, Gracie, Alice, and Lily from Columbus, Ohio. $31,000 paid off in 21 months, making 60 or 82 a year. Count it down. Let's hear a debt-free scream.
Three, two, one.
We're debt-free! Love it. Love it, love it, love it. Absolutely fabulous, you guys. Very, very, very well done. Well, we are discovering that part of getting out of debt is contentment. Actually, we've known this for a while. We're discovering it at a deeper level. And those that follow Rachel Cruz, Ramsey Personality, are really discovering it at a deeper level using the Contentment Journal. Journaling can actually make you a more content person. Content people do not feel the pressure to keep up a lifestyle they can't afford. They don't live paycheck to paycheck. They don't feel the need to keep up with the Joneses. Rachel Cruz's brand new journal called the Contentment Journal is 90 days long. They're in the middle of it. Just started it the other day, just about a week ago, on Instagram. If you want to follow along with her, order yours today. It's 30 days on humility, 30 days on gratitude, and 30 days on contentment. $19.99. It's a spiritual journey. It's an emotional journey. It's a financial journey. 888-22-PEACE. The Contentment Journal at DaveRamsey.com or RachelCruz.com. joining us, America. Adrian is in Austin, Texas. Welcome to the Dave Ramsey Show, Adrian.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Better than I deserve. What's up?
So I have a question. So I'm currently working the baby steps right now. I'm on baby step 2. I just started this year in 2019. So I make $31,000 a year, and I also got a side job delivering pizza. So I bring about $1,000 a month from that. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to know if I should do these baby steps on my own and get myself out of debt. I have about $70,000 worth of debt right now, with credit cards, car loan, and school loans. So I've just been doing this by myself, but I have my parents back in San Antonio, and they just have me, and I know they really live paycheck to paycheck. I make more just on my $31,000 job a year than they do combined. And I just want to know if I should relocate back home and find a job with my side job and try and work the baby steps with all of our debt combined.
No.
Or if I should just do this by myself.
No, you should do it by yourself. How old are you?
I'm 26.
Okay. No. How much of the $70,000 is your car?
14.
Okay. All right. Not too bad. So you are hustling and grinding, and you're making progress, aren't you?
Yes, I already paid off $2,000 just starting this year on credit cards, so I'm down to one credit card left.
Okay. Have you chopped them up?
Yes, I have.
Good for
and
you.
And I closed them.
Good for you. Very well done. Okay. All right. What you're finding is that carrying all the day-to-day decisions of operating a household and now taking on this mountain, taking on this Goliath of a debt pile by yourself is emotionally draining, as well as physically because you're working all the time, as well as mentally. And so what that does to all of us is, me included, I'm 58, so I'm no different, is anytime you get emotionally drained and you're intellectually drained, you're mentally drained, and you're just fatigued in general, it makes you want your mommy.
Yeah.
It does it to all of us. We're all that way, mm-hmm. Okay? And so what you're looking for is support, in other words. And that doesn't make you mm-hmm. weak, and it doesn't make you immature. It doesn't make you any of those things. Because I'm very impressed with what you've done so far. Very impressed. So what I want to do is I want to put you in a community that will help you by holding your arms up as you're doing this, okay? Meaning they'll brag on you. It'll be a community of support. And that's Financial Peace University. So I'm going to pay for you to go to the class if you'll go, okay?
Okay.
Have you ever been?
No, I have not. I just have your Total Money Makeover audio, so okay. I listen to that all the time.
Okay. I think you're winning, and I think you're winning more than it feels like you're winning to you. And you need some people around you that normalizes the experience of winning with money because you didn't grow up in a house that does that, and you've never done that. And so you need to be around where it's normal to make money. It's normal to handle money well. And the Financial Peace University group that we'll plug you into, and I'll pay for it, okay? It's going to be free for you. It's 9 weeks of classes, and then you have 1 year of membership to Financial Peace Online, which is the whole thing. It's audios, videos, everything, and you're in a community online where you can stay plugged in that way as well. And so we'll take care of you, and we will walk with you and support you and be your cheerleaders, because that's what you've got to have while you're doing this. It just gets tiring. Am I wrong?
No.
You just got started, and you're already tired. And you got 70,000 to go, and you know, and you probably got a hard 3 years ahead of you. But by the time you're 30, you're going to be 100% debt free. Car, student loan, everything. That's the track you're on. But you're going to get made fun of during that time. People are going to think you're weird because you're not going out to eat all the time. You're not going on vacations you can't afford. You're not buying stuff you can't afford. Those days are over for you. You're now a grown up. Because you decided to be, not because of your age, but because you decided I'm taking control of this. Very proud of you, Adrian. You hold on. Kelly will pick up, and we want to participate in your winning. I will get you signed up for Financial Peace University as my guest. Randy's in Orlando, Florida. Hi, Randy. How are you?
Hey, Dave, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I guess I'm one of those old-timers you were talking about. I started watching you back when you were on 60 Minutes the one time.
Wow, that was way back.
Yeah. I wanted to ask today, my wife and I are both in our early 50s. Our oldest daughter's about to turn 18, and we just got guardianship of her. And we're debt-free, and we've never checked into Social Security for her before just because we never really needed it and you know, just didn't want the government involved, basically. But now that she's going to be an adult, and it would be money for her as an adult, I was just wondering what your feelings were on that.
So she has disabilities, and that gives you that puts you in the position of being guardian?
Yes, well, she has it as close as they can diagnose. It's called Lennox-Gastaut syndrome, where she has seizures,
mm-hmm.
and then she's also basically autistic.
Okay.
She can move, and she can talk, but she can't really hold a conversation, and she's never, unless something drastically changes, going to be able to live on her own or hold a job or anything like that.
Gotcha. Okay. Yes, I would take SSI.
Okay.
There's no shame in that at all. That's what it's for. It's for taking care of folks that aren't able to take care of themselves. And there's no moral problem with taking that from the government. It is a government program. I will accept Social Security. I have paid into it. I don't need it, but I will accept it back because I paid $1 billion more in than I'll ever get out. And,
sure.
And by the way, you've paid more in than you'll ever get out, and that's covering SSI as well.
Right, and that was kind of my thought. You know, before when we were younger and we were getting out of debt and everything, like I said, we just we didn't really feel that we needed. I haven't even checked into it. I'm not even sure how much it would be for her. But,
yeah.
I mean, I'd like to, you know, completely set in her own bank account and just
yeah.
use it for paying her bills.
Yeah, that's right. And even if she doesn't have bills, you take care of her, that's paying her bills. I mean, when you take
right.
care of some of your bills, there's nothing immoral or nothing wrong with that. You're providing care for her with her autism situation. Good for you. Good for you. Hey, thanks for the call, sir. Open phones at 888-825-5225. You jump in. We'll talk about your life and your money. Rachel is on Twitter. At what age should I start thinking about getting term life insurance? My fiance and I are 21, 23. When we get married this year, I'm wondering if we should get life insurance right after, or is it something to get later down the road? I'd go ahead and get it. It's not a big thing the moment you're married, but if you've been married a couple of years, you're starting to count on and your lifestyle is built around the incomes that are created by your spouse. And so even before children, we recommend in your 20s getting your term life insurance in place. I would buy a 20-year policy at that stage, and you may want to buy another one later when you have kids because you may need more, or when your incomes go up because you may need more. But we always recommend 10 to 12 times your income in 15 to 20-year level term insurance, and I buy mine from Jeff Zander at Zander Insurance, Zander, Z-A-N-D-E-R, Inc., or Zander, not Inc., Zander Ends, ZanderInsurance.com or Zander.com. We'll get you there, too. Quick, easy quote there, and that'll tell you exactly what's going on, and you'll be amazed at how inexpensive it is in your 20s. If you're not overweight and you don't smoke and you don't have other major health problems, the cost of term life insurance is just nothing. And so it's silly not have it when there are other people counting on your income for their livelihood. So I always strongly, strongly, strongly recommend it. Zander.com. That puts this hour of the Dave Ramsey Show in the books.
Hey, it's Kelly, associate producer and phone screener for The Dave Ramsey Show. If you would like to do your debt-free scream live on the show, make sure you visit DaveRamsey.com/show and register. We would love for you to come to Nashville and tell Dave your story.
Money isn't the only thing we talk about around here. Get life-changing advice on your career from my good friend and career expert, Ken Coleman. on the Ken Coleman Show.
70% of Americans are going to work every Monday and they don't want to be there. But for a myriad of reasons, they feel they have to be there. That is our crusade.
Subscribe to the Ken Coleman Show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's James, producer of The Dave Ramsey Show. This episode is over, but check the episode notes for links to products and services you've heard about during this episode. Thanks for listening.